I'm a sidekick, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe. The state of the universe. Amy talks.
Hey, good morning. It's Amy Scott Grant, your favorite spiritual ass kicker. Happy Easter Tuesday. Today is day 15, and it is Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. And today's message is a reminder to consider the source. Consider the source. You know, I have heard this expression before, and I'm beginning to realize it has a lot more different types of meaning than I originally thought. Consider the source is one of those things that, I feel like it's another way, at least in America, and the way that I've always heard it. If someone said consider the source, they kind of meant take that with a grain of salt, right? So if somebody tells you something and someone else says, yeah, but consider the source, and it was some, I don't know, fake news channel or somebody who tends to exaggerate or make things up or lie or whatever, then when you hear consider the source, you kind of dismiss exactly what you just heard. Like, all right, okay, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, probably not. But this morning, it's really striking me a different way. And it was as I put on my necklace, blanked out on what it's called. Larimer. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what are you called? Larimer. My Larimer necklace, which often gets mistaken for turquoise. But Larimer is the lost stone of Atlantis. And I find for me personally, it provides protection. I mean, I wear Larimer pretty much every time I leave the house because I have a lot of it. I have a bracelet, I have a necklace. I actually have a couple of pendants. I have earrings. Right. So, but Larimer feels very good. It suits me. It's very calming, protective stone for me. And what I was thinking about as I put it on this morning, knowing that I was leaving the house, running errands and stuff, what I was thinking about was I was actually thanking God for sending this stone, right? I'm like, oh, thank you for my Larimer. I love it. You can hear it jingling because I have other things on that necklace as well. But I was thinking, you know, thank you, God, for sending me the stone to help with protection. And I was very, very present to the reality that the power comes from God, not from the stone itself, right? The stone doesn't inherently spring forth power. That power comes from somewhere. And, you know, I have told you guys for years, there's no power in a pendulum except for the power that you give it. So your pendulum is not dictating your future. Your pendulum is not telling you what's true and what's not. Your pendulum is simply a tool that you have allowed to serve as a voice for universal energy, for God, for source, whatever I call it God. In recent months, I've stopped relying on euphemisms. See, for a long time, I didn't use the word God when I was speaking as the spiritual ass kicker. Although, to be honest, there is no distinct, I'm not a Gemini. I don't have separate personalities. And those who've been to my retreat have seen that. I'm literally the same person all the time, whether you see me dropping my kids off for school or whether I'm speaking, you know, from a spiritual ass kicker perspective, whether I'm running a retreat or whether I'm out for a walk, I'm the same person all the time, right? That is because in human design, I have a defined solar plexus. So I just always am. I don't really adapt and change based on who I'm around. But for years, I avoided using the word God when speaking as the spiritual ass kicker, because so many people come to me that are have been burned by organized religion. And so they have, I mean, haven't most of us, to be honest. A lot of us here have. I know I have, right? And it's only in recent years that I've found out just why I got so turned off by the Catholic Church eventually, right? But let's not go into that right now. Rather, let's talk about things of more import at the moment. By the way, the guys are working, so you might hear some background noise because it sounds like they're directly below me, two floors down. But I'm not going to do that anymore, because in the past year, I feel like record numbers of people have returned to God, right? And have sort of cast off this ethereal, mysterious, universal energy in favor of returning to the word God, the concept of God. Now, I don't think that God is what I was taught when I was little. I don't think God is an old man with a long beard who's rather angry and smites people for no reason whatsoever to suit his fancy. I think there is infinite love there, and there is also a breaking point for a level of tolerance, right? Like, there is huge capacity for forgiveness, but there's also a point where God simply won't tolerate people continuing to, continuing to flagrantly hurt people and flaunt it and not show even the slightest bit of remorse. In fact, revel in the pain that they're causing others, right? So I don't think God is a vengeful God. This is my perception of God. But I do think he has a limit. Like any patient parent, you know, that is like, okay, just, there's a threshold where you just can't go past, right? And if you do, there's going to be consequences. And the threshold is super clear. And you get warnings. And you get second chances, right? But if you just flagrantly disregard the boundary that has been set, there are going to be consequences. But it's not like you can't say you didn't see it coming, right? Anyway, that's my perspective. You may have a very different perspective. And you know, it's your prerogative to ascertain what your perspective of God is, right? Just know that I'm using the word. I used to really avoid using the word when I was speaking because I didn't want to trigger people. I wanted them to be able to hear the message and not get hung up on the word. I'm sorry. We've just moved way past that. We're like way past that, right? And if you're still getting triggered by the word God, then just don't listen to me, you know, or ask for my help in removing that trigger and healing whatever happened in the past, that whatever lies you were told that caused you to doubt or hate God or the concept of God. Okay. All right. So, that's that sidebar on that. And here we come back to today's topic, which is consider the source, because all good comes from God. Your crystals, your pendulum, your favorite meditations, your art. I mean, all of it. Right? So now when I hear the phrase consider the source, it means something very different to me. It doesn't always have to mean something snarky like, well, consider the source. I feel like it can also mean consider the source, right? So if you're having an amazing day, you know what? Easter was gorgeous, absolutely perfect weather. In fact, the whole weekend was. And it's going to be nice all week, in fact, which is probably terrifying for the weathermen in Colorado who are so used to predicting doom and gloom throughout all of April. And don't plan anything and don't get too excited because we have snow. No, there's like no snow in the forecast for more than a week. For as far out as the the forecast goes. Not that the forecast is accurate, but you know what I'm saying. No, it was gorgeous this weekend. And so when you're outside, if you're appreciating something in nature, whether it's like my neighbor's daffodils are blooming, they're gorgeous. They're just starting to come up. And when they come, it's like, boom, they come like fast and furious. I'm sure they'll be in full bloom within a day or two. But when you think, wow, that is so beautiful, well, you might consider the source. Where did those flowers come from? Where did the idea of daffodils come from, right? If you have something precious to you, right? Like I love my Larimer necklace. I love all my Larimer jewelry. If you have something precious to you, consider the source, right? Or if you have something that you feel brings you protection, remember it's not the thing that brings you protection, but the source. All good things come from God, right? And you can even extrapolate this out even further if you want to get even more philosophical, which you know I do because I love it. We could talk about this all day. So just as there's no power in the pendulum or my necklace or whatever, other than the power that I believe it has, the power that I believe has come from God through this necklace, right? So that protection that I feel is protection. That protection is coming from God. That was given to me by God. It just manifests through this necklace, right? And if I remember that, then I'll never worship the necklace. I won't completely freak out if I lose the necklace. Ooh, I'd be really sad. That makes me sad to even think about. But I wouldn't freak out and worry that I was no longer protected because the protection was never in the necklace. The protection is in God, which is in me, right? And I wear the necklace as a physical and visual and audible because it jingles, right? Reminder of that protection and of who loves me above all, right? No matter who I have in my life, God's always going to love me the most. And same for you, right? The most. And I tell you, if you want to really be happy, who should run a second to loving you like the second most, like right up there with God, is you. Because there's a lot to love about you. So start exploring that and realizing that. But let's extrapolate this out. So there's no power in the pendulum. There's no power in my necklace. There's no power in your favorite shoes. There's no power in your lucky ring. There's no power in your favorite deck of cards, right? Or your crystal grid or whatever, other than what you have given it through the power of God. What if we take this out and apply it to money? You know, money only has value because we've all gotten together and agreed that it does. We've agreed that it's easier to carry money than split a goat into fifths, right? Or to carry eggs with you everywhere you go. So that hoping that when you're ready to buy something, the other person needs eggs and is willing to barter for them, right? So we only created money as a way to exchange energy in a form that was convenient to carry and societally recognized, right? Because how do you, you know, if I have a 2-year-old goat and Jebediah has a 15-year-old goat, is my goat worth more? Is Jebediah's worth more? Right? Like, it's a little complicated. So money was supposed to simplify the exchange of energy for goods and services, right? But we have really tied so much into it. We give a lot of power to money when money really doesn't have any inherent power. It is we that have assigned it that power. So if you remember that buying power, saving power, etc., comes from God and not from paper and metal, it really helps you put things into perspective. And I will leave you with this thought, one of my favorite quotes, which I tell you, really came at the perfect time in my life and shifted everything at a time when I was struggling with money. And that quote is, You could even call it an affirmation. I would say, I really don't know who said it or who came up with it. But you could call it an affirmation. Money flows to me from God through other people. If you remember that, money flows to me from God through other people. If you remember that, then you don't have to resent your boss for not paying you enough. You don't have to feel all of this pressure to go out and get the money. You don't have to resent or hate money or anything like that. All you have to do is get right with God, right? And know that the money, like everything good, comes from God, including money. So if you remember that money is flowing to you from God through other people, then it's easier to bless people instead of feeling like, because I know if you own your own business, or especially if you're in like network marketing or whatever, you have to be careful not to be opportunistic around people, like not to see people as meal tickets, right? Like not to meet a person and think, ooh, I'm going to get them to give me some money. That's really not how it works. Because when you get right with God, the money's coming from God to you, but it's flowing through these other people. And I will tell you, the times when I have been the strongest spiritually, at the times when I am the strongest spiritually, that's when money shows up in the most bizarre way. Like, I mean, I've had people pay me $10,000 for coaching. They don't even know how they found because they watched like one video of me. My head says, that's crazy. That's bonkers. Who would do that? I'm not sure I would do that. But then I think, well, if everything resonated and you knew that was what was going to help you get the thing that you wanted, then yeah, you would. You would. I have. I mean, I told you guys the story about my basement, right? Andy got all these quotes and I was like, none of this feels right. And I'm like, I've been asked so-and-so, and then it took that person forever, and then it was Christmas, and then I finally called the guy, and as soon as he walked in my house, I'm like, this is the guy. I didn't know what his quote was going to come back, right? Then his quote comes back 20% lower than everyone else? Well, I mean, I already knew I was going with him. But to save money on something you were going to buy anyway, that's a way that money flows to you from God through other people. So consider the source, and I hope you have an amazing day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.